Subcommittee as we await a quorum. Just for folks to know, a number of our colleagues are at a special breakfast honoring the pro tem designate, and so we will almost certainly be recessing for a little while after the hearing and so as to allow our other members to add on their votes. But hopefully our other members are on their way. Senator Pan and I guess, yeah, so Vidak and Leyva and Galjani are not. So there we are. Okay. We're going to do our best. So we have three bills on today's agenda, but one of them, SB 1036, has been moved onto the consent calendar. So,
and who's that by?
That's by Senator Wilk. You know.
Good staff work, Janae.
We really should pull that just given the author, but.
In fact, the news publishers just told me they have a concern with it, so I do think we have. I haven't even had the chance to tell Senator Wilk.
I didn't. Well, there actually is some genuinely bad news. And I mean, well, in the sense that there are some concerns from the News Publishers Association about 1036. So I think they want to voice some concerns about it. So, and they're here. Yeah, okay. So
why did you not present testimony on that bill? I mean, I've not have anything prepared on that bill. Could we do that later when we come back?
That would be fine.
Okay,
that'd be fine.
Great.
Okay, great. So why don't we let you move forward with SB 1009. That's item one in your agendas. It has to do with community colleges and tutoring. And you have the floor, Senator.
Well, great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. SB 1009 would allow for tutoring beyond basic skills courses, permitting colleges to collect apportionment funding for supervised tutoring in all subject areas that are either basic skills, degree applicable, or transfer level. The current restrictions in the education code limit the ability to expand tutoring in subject areas that are degree applicable unless they correspond to another non-credit category. I'm not going to go through my whole testimony because I have people from the district that I've heard their testimony and it's way better than mine. I will say that I am happy to accept the clarifying amendments suggested by committee staff on page two, and I'd like to move to introduce my witnesses and allow them to present testimony. I have with me today Tabitha Kumar, who's the student trustee at College of the Canyons, where I had the honor of being a trustee for 6 years. Wendy Brill-Weinkoop, who's with the College of the Canyons faculty and a member of the Academic Senate of the California Community Colleges. And finally, Julie Bruno with Sierra College faculty and a member of the Academic Senate of California Community Colleges. So with that, Tabitha, introduce yourself. And
Good morning, Chair and committee members. Thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Tabitha Kumar, and I am the student trustee at College of the Canyons. The Cougars.
Cougars. That makes sense. Sorry.
I have a great line. I'm not going to go.
I'm here to support Senator Wilk's proposed bill. It is known fact that students who pursue science degrees at community colleges will spend a minimum of 3 years to fulfill an additional 22 classes on top of their GE classes before they can graduate, transfer, or enter the workforce. Into that equation, now add in the fact that these science classes are extremely difficult. And it is typical for students to attempt a class more than once before passing it. The outcome of not having access to tutoring for these classes negates a student's ability to transfer or graduate in a timely manner. College of the Canyons, like many other institutions, has minimal science and other subject tutoring. There is currently not any apportionments for tutoring across the curriculum, and some institutions are left to fund for tutoring where they can. In order to get tutoring for science courses, students currently need to qualify for access based off of financial need. A majority of our students do not qualify for the resources and therefore are unable to access much needed tutoring for their extremely difficult science courses. I myself am currently taking a science class for the third time. My father passed away a year ago while I was taking this class for the second time, and I missed several lecture days and class time. Had I been given access to tutoring for this class, I know many other students can agree that I may have finished my classes earlier and therefore transferred earlier. We need to give students across access to tutoring resources that can help them succeed in their courses.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and committee member. I am Wendy Burl-Weinkoop. I am a professor of photography at College of the Canyons. I've been there for over 20 years. Currently, I'm the local president of the College of the Canyons Faculty Association, and I'm a board member of the Faculty Association of the California Community Colleges. I'm here today to offer support for Senator Wilk's bill, SB 1009, that would allow community college districts to collect apportionment for tutoring in all subjects, not just basic skills. Basic skills are remedial courses in the subjects of math and English. The bill would also allow students to self-refer for tutoring in addition to teacher referral. As a teacher, I like to think that any student would ask me for help at any time, but the reality is students are often afraid to admit they are struggling. Often they risk failure rather than admit that they need help. And this bill would remove the barrier of having to ask a mentor for help. As a professor, I know the importance of tutoring for students. At the California Community Colleges, we have a wide range of learners, some of which struggled in high school, some of which are adults returning to college after a long gap in education, and some with learning disabilities. Not all students learn at the same rate, and often many need some extra supervised time with the material. Sometimes the assistance needed is only a few minutes to clarify a concept, proof an essay, or check a calculation. Sometimes more help is needed. But the access to tutoring, but that access to tutoring is the difference between success and failure. My discipline is photography, both a career tech education and transfer discipline. Even my basic course pulls from other disciplines of math, science, art history, and writing. In my classes, students take photography because they excel at art and science, but find themselves struggling with the college level writing requirement. The help they could receive in writing in our tutoring center is the difference between passing the course the first time and having to repeat the course. My discipline is not unique. My faculty colleagues who teach in a variety of disciplines have expressed the need for tutoring beyond basic skills in math and English, particularly in the fields of science and career education courses. These are the very classes in which students need tutoring to be able to grasp complex concepts. If we are truly dedicated to getting students on a path to success, keeping them on a path, and helping them reach their goals, we need to have a holistic approach to providing tutoring at all levels and in all disciplines. I've heard it's imperative for California that we educate millions of students, and the Chancellor's Office has given our system aspirational goals and the vision for success. Students must complete a goal of a degree, certificate, transfer, or obtain a new job skill, and do so in a timely manner. Yet would we rather have a student repeat a course one or more times than provide the districts the ability to give students a few hours of tutoring to pass the first time? Thank you very much.
Good morning, Chair and committee members. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Julie Bruno. I'm the president of the Academic Senate for California Community Colleges. I'm also a faculty member at Sierra College. I teach in communication studies. The Academic Senate, though, is entrusted by California law under both statute and regulation as the voice of faculty in the academic and curricular policy discussions regarding community college system. We represent all 58,000 full and part-time faculty in 114 community colleges throughout the state of California. The subject of tutoring falls within the Academic Senate purview as an academic and professional matters as outlined in Title V, most specifically in the areas of standards and policies regarding student preparation and success. As such, we very much appreciate Assemblymember Wilk seeking our input in this bill. The Academic Senate supports the intent of AB 1009 and recognizes the importance of tutoring to students' success in all courses. In fact, the Academic Senate has long advocated for supporting students by offering tutoring at all levels, including basic skills, degree applicable courses, and transfer level courses. Faculty also believe that students should have the opportunity to seek assistance when they need help and not have to wait for a faculty member to refer them. This is a critical portion of the amendments to the Ed Code in this bill. The Academic Senate has official positions to provide tutoring for all-level courses and supporting students' ability to self-refer for tutoring services, as well as to allow colleges to collect apportionment for supervised tutoring services. In light of these positions, the Executive Committee of the Academic Senate decided at its last meeting just this past 2 weeks ago to support AB 1009. We believe this bill will serve to increase tutoring services at our colleges and increase students' access to those services. The Academic Senate and the faculty we represent recognize that tutoring services are critical to students' academic success. I believe my colleague and this wonderful student trustee just gave you a number of reasons why we really do need to be able to move this forward. We would like to thank Assemblymember Wilk for bringing forward a bill that supports students in reaching their educational goals. Thank you.
So much. Thank you, guys. I guess we have another person to voice support.
Good morning, Michelle McKay Underwood on behalf of the Association of California Community College Administrators, also in support.
Great, thank you.
Cynthia Castillo on behalf of the Faculty Association of California Community Colleges. We have not submitted an official position, but we are supportive of this bill. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else want to voice their support, or anyone want to voice their opposition or concerns about the bill? Okay, the matter is before the committee. Welcome, Senator Pan. Good to see you. We are to our colleagues are at the Women's Caucus brunch, so we're waiting for them to come in a bit. But any questions or thoughts you want to bring up?
Thank you, Senator Wilk, for bringing forward this bill. And I think it addresses a very important issue and in terms of helping our students succeed. In the analysis, there was a reference to issue about lack of clarity whether colleges could requiring tutoring of students. I didn't know whether there was any clarification on that particular point for the bill.
Are you talking about students tutoring other students?
Well, so basically an analysis it mentions is that it's not the intended author to allow colleges to requiring tutoring. However, it's not clear that it's prohibited. So I guess in terms of clarification of the issue about mandatory tutoring,
It was not mandatory, and that was the clarifying amendments that we...
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Sorry, I missed that part. So I just want to be sure that was how that issue was
right.
Be addressed, your intent
right.
Was. Okay, so your intent is to
yes.
Address that. Okay, thank you. Well, that, well, I just can't move the bill. There's not a quorum.
No, we can't move the bill. I could close.
Describe
it. You may close.
You know I'm your wingman. I'm your vice chair.
I know.
You're really not treating
Mr.
me
Mr.
like
Vice Chair, you may close.
Just because I'm an assembly member now doesn't mean... Anyway, expanding tutoring would help community colleges meet the Board of Governors' vision for success goals related to raising the rates of students who acquire associate degrees, credentials, certificates, and the number of students that transfer to UC, CSU, and other four-year institutions, along with reducing equity gaps across... through faster improvements among traditionally underrepresented student groups. With that, I ask for an aye vote for SB 1009. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, so as you know, we don't have a quorum yet, so we're gonna have to have that vote later, but we really do appreciate the witnesses coming in. The chair is recommending an aye vote, and I think it's a healthy assumption that we'll be able to get this bill out today, and we really do appreciate you coming up and providing
Thank you.
Us with your testimony. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I next see Senator Glazier, who is here to present SB 1225. And we're looking forward to your presentation, Senator. This is item 3 in your packets, members.
Morning.
Good morning, Senator.
All set?
Yes, how's the new office?
I can't find anything.
Okay, all right. Well, good.
All right. You never can settle. You just can't settle is kind of the message. Mr. Chairman and members, thank you for hearing SB 1225. This is a bill that you heard in a similar fashion last year. This would authorize $4 billion for facilities at the University of California and at the California State University. If approved by the legislature, it would be placed before the voters in the next election, which potentially is 2018. For too long, we've allowed classrooms, libraries, and research labs on our campuses to fall into disrepair. This bond will provide a much needed investment in our higher education infrastructure. There's not been a specific higher education bond passed since 1994. and the bond measure approved in 2006 for infrastructure projects did include some higher education construction, but it has since been depleted. According to the state universities and the University of California, the two systems have combined capital needs of $16 billion for short and long-term projects. The CSU and the UC are able to provide their own funding for some construction bonds through system-wide revenue bonds, although it only meets about half of their capital needs. This measure provides important financial backing for critical upgrades to our libraries and classrooms on college campuses, and I believe voters should be given a chance to continue the proud legacy of supporting our universities and colleges, and I thank you for your consideration. And I have some witnesses here in support.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Jason Murphy on behalf of the University of California. Pleased to be here today in strong support of this bill. I want to thank the author for his continued efforts on this front, as well as the chair for his co-authorship. As noted, the University of California does have approximately $8 billion in net unmet need. That's made up of both need for new capital construction as well as deferred maintenance. We believe that the deferred maintenance backlog has impacted our students in past years as that backlog has grown, and we think it is important as we look forward to ensure that current and new generations of students that come to the University of California have the same opportunity, the same amenities that previous students and graduates have had. Thank you very much.
Mary Moyle with the CSU would also like to thank the author for this bill. As the senator noted, there is a great need to update our current campus facilities. 55% of all CSU buildings are more than 40 years old, and nearly one-third of our buildings are over 50 years old. This means that our campuses are struggling with issues regarding aging, electrical and gas lines, fire safety, seismic issues, and heating and cooling systems, which may not always work. This can have a huge impact on our students. Students who have classes canceled because of a power outage in an outdated building, or who have to sit in an unheated classroom, or who have trouble with internet service on campus, are going to have trouble doing well in their classes. Having a school where you can count on reliable service is crucial to their learning. It would be extremely useful to have a dedicated source of funds provided by this bill to help us keep up with these needs, and we urge an aye vote.
Okay. Any other folks who want to speak in support or raise opposition concerns? Okay, the matter's before the committee. Questions, thoughts? Senator Pan.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Glazier, for bringing this issue up. I know there's a lot of backed up maintenance need to be done at both our CSU and UC campuses. I did have just a question in terms of, I understand and clarify if I got this wrong, and that there's priority given to, I guess, seismic instruction. And certainly seismic is very important, but I also wondered about other health and safety issues in terms of buildings. So certainly, obviously, a seismically unsound building should have priority because that's a health and safety issue. But I also think there may be other health and safety issues that may crop up in some of our older buildings. And so aside from seismic, is there so in terms of prioritization, right, if we were successful in getting this bond, right, in terms of prioritization, perhaps consider a broader seismic and other health and safety infrastructure issues should have priority, as well as just seismic alone.
Thank you, Senator. Yeah. Pan. There is a requirement that the systems provide a five-year capital outlay plan that is reviewed not just by the Department of Finance, but also by the legislature. So we'll have plenty of opportunities to take your goals as worthy as they are and match that with a longer-term plan that incorporates a variety of things, including seismic, including health and safety. So there is, if this were to pass and the voters were to approve it, there will be a substantive pathway of consideration and thought I hope that we would all participate in.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. Yeah, I just note that, at least in the analysis, seismic was the only one that was explicitly mentioned, so that's why I wanted to just raise the issue. But of course, it should be part, I understand it's also part of a five-year plan, but I think if we're going to explicitly call out one, we should probably more broadly call out some of the other ones. Thank you.
Thank you.
And maybe if it does get to the, you know, to the floor, that would be something to consider adding into the analysis at that level. Sorry?
You'd have to add it into the bill so that this is straight taken from the bill language itself. So it really would be an amendment to include other things.
Okay. Well, I just encourage you to work with Senator Pan. I think he raised a good point.
Absolutely.
Okay. Appreciate that. Vice Chair Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I plan to support your proposal today, and I know in your baseball card, one of your governing principles is seeking bipartisan solutions. So my encouragement to you is, unlike the park bond, where we were participants, the minority party, then all of a sudden we got cut out at the end. I trust you, you're going to do the right thing, but we'd like to, I know Senator Vidak couldn't make it today, his truck broke down, but he contacted me, and we both share the concern that make sure that everybody has a seat at the table as we move forward on that. I know you're going to do that, but I just wanted to go on the record with that.
No, that's
and I think,
fantastic.
And I thank you for this proposal.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Wilk, and I would love to have bipartisan support on this bill and be interested in any conversations that we can have to find whether there's something that you think is not right, that we can find a way to come together on those terms.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, good. So for folks to know, we have lost a member and two of our colleagues, we've lost a member permanently. We've lost a member to his car problem today. We have two of our colleagues at the Atkins Women's Caucus breakfast. So what we're going to have to do is recess our subcommittee, and then, I guess around a little after 10, come back together with the with Senators Galgiani and Leyva so as to allow everyone to have a chance to vote. So with that, you may close, but we're not going to be able to vote until a little after 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, for considering this bill. I look forward to working with members from across the aisle to find the right package that can support our higher education facilities. I appreciate your consideration. I also know that it does require continued conversation with the administration, that they have kind of gone in a little bit of a different direction on their funding scheme for capital at our higher education institutions. I don't think it's really going to work, but that's a robust conversation that I look forward to continuing to have as we find a way to fully fund the capital needs of our higher education institutions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator, and thank you to our witnesses for coming in from the systems. And Senator Wilk, you're okay to prepare presentation
I'll
for SB 1036.
Okay. Sure.
So SB 1036, there was a concern raised by the folks from the newspaper publishers, and so we haven't heard it yet. We will hear it when we all.
Sense. So I mean, I didn't prepare remarks.
Yeah.
I would have flown up a constituent to testify, but.
So. Okay. Well, I think we're still going to recommend support for the bill, but certainly we want to hear the concerns of the folks, and hopefully you'll be able to work out your issues as the bill moves along. Okay, so with that, we'll take a recess and come back a little bit after 10. I apologize to the committee, but I do ask for your flexibility.
It's a historic day.
It is a historic day.
So it's all good.
Indeed. Thank you, everyone, and thank you to the staff and everyone who's here. We'll be back in about half an hour, 45 minutes. Pleased to see that we have a quorum, so we will call this. We will move from subcommittee. We'll move out of recess, move from subcommittee into full committee hearing, and we do appreciate the members coming. I hope that Senator Wilk is on his way because he needs to present his bill. But let me just give a report to the members. Senator Pan was here, but we did have an opportunity to hear items 1 and 3 on the agenda. Chair is recommending an aye vote on both of those. And so let's establish a quorum, and then we'll start calling the roll.
Allen?
Here.
Allen, here. Will? Galgiani? Yeah. Galgiani, here. Leyva?
Here.
Leyva, here. Pan?
Here.
Pan, here. Vidak?
Okay, so a quorum has been established, And let's have the opportunity for us now to vote on item number one, that is Senator Wilk's SB 1009, which is due press as amended to appropriations. And we need a motion. We have a motion from Senator Pan. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 1009, the motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk? Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Okay, so that has the votes necessary, but we'll allow Senator Wilk to vote for his own bill. Next, we'll have a vote on SB 1225, which is Senator Glacier's bill, the education, higher education bond. We need a motion moved by Senator Pan, and that is due pass to governance and finance. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 3, SB 1225, the motion is due pass to governance.
This is the Glacier Higher Ed.
Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Okay, so we'll close the roll on that measure, and we'll ask Senator Wilk to take the dais to present.
What about my earlier bill?
We've already voted for it. We'll let you add on. All right, we'll let Senator Wilk. Yes, okay, let's do that. SB 1009.
Item 1, SB 1009. The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations with the chair voting aye. Vice chair haven't voted, 4-0. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Vidak?
Okay, we'll close the roll on that, and that will move on to appropriations as amended with a 5-0 vote. Okay, so Senator, you now have the opportunity to present SB 1036. This was going to be on consent, but we got a late concern from the newspaper publishers members, so they will express that in the context of this hearing, but we do appreciate you, your patience and flexibility, Senator.
Absolutely. So I don't have anybody here to testify because this is late opposition. So, Mr. Chair and members, thank you for the opportunity to present SB 1036, which prohibits the release of student directory information other than their name during school board, charter school board, and county board of education meeting minutes. Currently, federal law allows for the release of student directory information to the public under most circumstances. Typically, California schools and school districts have chosen not to release this information. But there have been some instances where information has been released to the detriment of a student and or their family. This release of information has led to troubling issues in our school communities. Primarily, the release of information or potential thereof can have an effect of suppressing participation as well as dissent. For instance, on controversial issues before the board, some students, parents, guardians, or relatives feel the release of their home address presents a potential for harm or other harassment based on their testimony during the meeting. This is a local issue that came to me from a grandmother who reads with her children. She found a particular book offensive, and she went to share that concern with the school district. I wasn't there, but I was told it was very contentious. And as a former school board trustee, you know how these things get heated. And she was shocked when she came back to the next meeting and her name and address is listed in the minutes of the meeting. I will tell you that the book is sanctioned. I will say that so after she contacted me, I met with the superintendent and that school policy is the district, they're no longer doing it. The book that she had a problem with, I read it and then I pass it on to the Black Legislative Caucus. They have a problem with the book as well, even though it's been sanctioned by the Department of Education, and they are engaged in conversations with the Department of Education on that. I mean, that's a sidebar, but it was very contentious, and she was shocked when that happened. So that's an error. Scenario is the thing that we want to avoid through SB 1036, and we'll present that. So by superseding federal law, this bill would prohibit the release of student directory information in school board, charter school board, and county board of education meeting minutes and prevent privacy issues like this from arising in the future. So I ask for an aye vote.
Senator, do you have any idea why this is heading to appropriations?
I don't know why it would go to appropriations at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
Because actually if you do that, you'd be doing actually less work.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, interesting. All right, so anyone who wants to voice support, we understand that Senator only found out this morning that he'd be presenting, so his witnesses were not able to come, but But we do want to hear from newspaper publishers to raise their concerns, and we welcome you to the table. Sure, yeah.
So Nikki Moore for the California News Publishers Association. I appreciate both of you agreeing to hear the bill. I wasn't aware that it was on the consent calendar until this morning. And we just wanted to express our concern at this point because there is no language in print. I'm not sure what you're voting on today. And we have a concern that information that might be useful and might need to be reflected in the minutes might now not be reflected in the minutes. And we wonder whether this is a solution looking for a problem, whether this is really necessary to create a law that prohibits this disclosure. It does seem like just raising the issue with the school remedied the situation in that case. I'm not sure that this needs to be a statewide ban. And I would wonder, I'm not sure, but if the appropriations issue would be that you need to now get consent in order to put that information into the agenda. So that could create an extra sort of transaction. That's my only guess on that. But we just have concerns. We don't have an official position. And we appreciate you listening to them.
Yeah. I appreciate you raising the concerns. I certainly understand what you're getting at. I also do think that in this day and age, I think addresses are more sensitive than they used to be. I mean, it used to be that people would publish their addresses in the phone book. I just don't think anyone is comfortable doing that anymore. I'm certainly not as an elected official, I'll tell you that. I'm going to recommend an I vote on this today, but I certainly welcome your engagement and participation with the senator. I hope that you'll be able to work together.
If we can come to accommodation, you can still put the name, just not the address.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
With everything going on in the world today, I'm sorry. I'd rather err on the side of caution.
And to clarify, I mean, I know that Senator Galgiani shared the language with the witness, but just so for folks to know, the relevant portion says, notwithstanding Section 49073, a school district shall not release the directory information or the personal information of a parent in the minutes of a school board meeting except as required by judicial order or federal law. I do think it would be relevant to have the name of I would hope, very least, we shouldn't have a situation where someone, the name wasn't able to be included in the minutes and maybe the city where they live or the neighborhood or something.
Obviously fine with that. I mean, obviously, if you're an elected official, you want to make sure that you're communicating with constituents.
Right.
So.
But also in the case of someone who comes and testifies before.
Well, typically what you do is you fill out a form. So you have to, you give all that to the city council or the school board or whatever. All we're saying is the address does not need to be published.
I'm just saying that I think that she's raising a concern about vagueness because you're saying personal information of a parent.
The amendments resolve all that.
But the amendments resolve that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Great. Okay. All right.
That's why we took the amendments.
I gotcha. Great. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, the item has been moved by Senator Leyva, and would you like to close?
I ask for an aye vote.
Okay, thank you so much, Senator. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 2, SB 1036, the motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Okay. That's a 5-0 vote. Thank you, senators. We will share the amendments with the witness so that she's familiar with them. And with that, our business here today is done, and we'd like to adjourn the Education Committee hearing.
Thank you, members.